take this podcast, we have the Booth God in the building.
The Booth God. Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely.
That doesn't feel crazy, calling you that?
I'm used to it now, but it doesn't feel crazy. I'm okay with it.
Have you been to Arizona before?
Only the airport.
I
spazzed out in the Phoenix airport a few years ago, and that was it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I remember I was late for a flight, and I dropped my phone going through check-in, and I smashed my phone, and then I missed my flight. And I was like, I hate Arizona. But this time it's all been good. It's been fine. Yeah.
So SneakerCon Phoenix turnout.
It's lit. Yeah, it's really good. I mean, but when we got here, everybody was saying that this was going to be smaller than Florida.
Right.
And this is definitely not smaller than Florida.
Really? Well, that's good to hear. I thought this was going to be, because
no way.
From the turnout, I was like, this might be the smallest one.
No way. Not from the amount of people you see walking around.
That's good.
So
yeah.
Fort Lauderdale is what you're talking about?
Yeah, the Fort Lauderdale one. Really? Not that one was slow, but there's a lot of people here.
Oh, I thought. I know, because we're pretty much in the mindset that how this turns out, they'll come back.
Yeah.
I don't think you have any problems. I mean, I think there's less vendors here.
Yes.
So you're going to have to tell the people in Arizona that live here to quit sleeping
on
their own town, in their own city, in their own hustle. But, I mean, there's plenty of people here ready to buy. If you had a table full of Ultra Boosts right now, you'd sell out.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, I think this is popping.
How'd it get started?
A breakup.
A breakup?
So I went through a breakup that was, pretty gnarly. And then, I bought shoes. When I met her before that, I was buying shoes, but I kind of just stopped. I got all my stuff stolen, every belonging I had was stolen, 5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And then we were just dating, and it's kind of like having to deal with the burden of having a girlfriend that wasn't directionally in tune, you know? So, I was always having to deal with her. And then once we broke up, I went to L.A. just on a trip. I tried on a pair of NMDs. I went back in the store and bought another pair of NMDs, and then the first month I spent $10,000 on shoes because it was my birthday month.
Yeah.
I was just I just went in, and then after that, I'd been talking about doing something on YouTube for a long time, but didn't really know what, with tattooing and traveling, and I make music, and then with the shoe thing, it just clicked. I was looking one night because I was just getting into it, so I was looking for stuff. When things would come out, this is coming out. I wonder if anybody's talking about it. And there was nobody. And I was well, this is a lane right here. And I just went in, and I just kept doing it. I turned the camera on and just never turned it off. And my personality shined through, I guess. So it just pops.
So I guess I might be behind, but I think the last vlog years I saw, you had called your mom. You were getting ready to pack up your apartment.
Oh, yeah. You're 2 weeks behind.
I'm 2 weeks behind?
Yeah.
I'm missing out on it.
How long ago was when I called her and I was leaving?
And you were leaving, you're packing up.
Yeah, I've been on the road now for almost 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Yeah.
How's that going?
Insane.
Insane?
It's insane.
It feels good to just be free, huh?
It does feel really good.
So do you have time to do tattooing and all that anymore?
I've kind of put a stop to it. So I stopped taking appointments in Colorado. I have a few people that I have to finish up stuff on, that I've started big work on. And then I'm not taking any more appointments. And then I think what I'm going to do is set up an email or a website so that in the future, no matter where you live, you can just fill out a form, your idea, what you want, your location, your budget. And if it's something that I want to do, I will fly to you and I will do it. I'll just come do the tattoo. But as far as sitting in the shop and having people come in and kind of be I want this and I want that, I'm over it. I'm over, tattooing's changed a lot over the past 10 years. And the client base now they don't really belong, in my opinion. I know that sounds weird, but they're just getting tattooed to fit in, and I don't want to be a copy machine.
Well, that's the problem. Never... It's people don't understand, you're a tattoo artist.
Yeah, exactly.
You're an artist.
Right.
And that's why, I did a half sleeve, and to me, I would go to my guy and be like, listen, this is an idea, what I want, run with it.
Exactly.
And I mean, most of he freehanded probably 35% of my
stuff,
and I was just like, I trust you.
Lead me in the right direction, what you want, but give me free reign. And nowadays, it's just a lot of people that wouldn't have gotten tattooed 10 or 15 years ago, and now they're coming in and they're getting tattooed, thinking they're being original, but they're just getting stuff off Pinterest, or they're getting stuff off Google, and it's I know that, and then once they've seen something, they're married to it, and you can't show them anything different, and I'm trying to make my work as limited as a Zebra Yeezy. I don't want everybody to be able to get tattooed by me anymore.
Absolutely.
I've been blessed in the fact that YouTube is making me money, and people love my merch and it's making me money. So, and now I'm building a full-blown fashion brand, you know, like
nice.
In the next 5 years I'll have a store on Madison Avenue, like that dead
that's
ass that's gonna happen. Yep. Yeah, so
see, we you know, starting out, we've been going on for about a year.
Okay.
And followers are crazy, listeners
yeah,
are
yeah.
crazy. And as soon as we got here, a guy in Nebraska, hey, Sneak This Podcast, if you don't mind, could you give me a Boost Guy shirt and an extra large?
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah,
so
that's awesome.
So I went over there and got it for
that's
him.
That's awesome.
You know, he's an out-of-state listener, so we wanted to make sure we
yeah.
hooked him up. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And that's dope that people are, like, you know, willing to buy your merchandise.
Yeah, and they're buying me, and I understand that. You know, like, it's something like, it's not just the shoes, and it's not just the shirts. It's a lifestyle, and you know, I think that I represent, like, when you look at me, I don't look like a successful person. You know, it's like I'm representative that you can kind of do your own thing and still make it. You know,
well, in this era,
yeah.
you look like
yeah.
a successful person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
like you were talking about the tattoos,
yeah.
I was just telling my wife, I remember growing up, guy in tattoos
yeah,
across
yeah.
the street.
Right,
know,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Crap,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Nowadays, that's why I got them, to be right. intimidating. I was
nowadays,
sick of fighting.
Your tattoos are from on everybody. Like
yeah,
said,
yeah.
It doesn't matter who it is, whether it's the geekiest guy to the coolest
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, yeah, it's
the
definitely went mainstream, yeah.
So, and that's a dope situation. But like you're saying, you got on Adidas and stuff like that. Typically, in this culture,
yeah.
that looks a success.
Yeah, and tattooers were the original influencers. You know, like when you would come into town, you go and you have a couple of drinks, you get tattooed, you'd ask the tattoo artist would lead you to like what's cool,
yep.
would tell you where the best club was, the restaurant, and like that's the thing, like it stopped. And
yeah.
Because tattooers, one, tattooing got flooded, mm-hmm. and everybody who's just starting out was like, I'll tattoo you for cheaper, I'll tattoo
oh,
you.
Yeah.
It became more of like, who will do it for the cheapest and not yep. an experience, you know, and I'm trying to save my love of tattooing by not ruining it.
Oh,
know?
Absolutely.
So
is there any... Actually, no, I was going to know this. Did you ever wear any other brand, like Jordan?
Oh, yeah,
anything?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I was heavy into... When I was a kid, my dad said no to every Jordan. Finally got a pair, like, for Christmas, you know what
right.
I mean? And then... So I was heavy into Jordans until about, like, the Jordan 7. And then... Yeah, I think Infrared 7s were the last ones that I got when they came out. And then Reebok Pump came out. I don't know if my timeline's right, but Reebok Pump came out, and then it was Reebok Pump because it was just the new... Like, if you remember when that, you
oh,
go
yeah.
into
the
store
Brown,
and the displays
yep.
and all that, and the black top, it was like, okay, this is sick.
Is it, yeah.
And then Shaq, you
yeah,
know,
Shaq attacked
came
me.
Up. Yep. Yeah,
right.
and that was everything. And then when I was 13, I started skateboarding. So it was all skate shoes, but then Nike SB popped. So it was all, I had every Nike SB that you can imagine, had everything. And then that's when sneaker culture really changed.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I remember going, because I got every Nike SB, my homie would just call me, like, we just got in these shoes that are, they're calling them the Heinekens, and I'm like, yeah, I'll take them, you know, and like,
right.
skating in them or whatever, and then it got to be, I'd show up, there was lines, or I'd show them, like, we don't have your size, and then I remember I went, the Maneki Neko drop that they did the black mid and the gold low top, I was the second person in line, and they didn't have a 13, and I was like, yo, screw this, you know
yeah.
what I mean? And then Nike 6.0 came out.
Right.
I hated it. I was like, all
right,
I'm done.
Right.
And then I just stopped buying shoes. Like, I just left the sneaker world. You know, I was on Nike Talk, and, you know, you can ask any of my old friends. I lived in North Carolina. I would catch flights to New York City on the weekends just to cop and come home. You know, I would cop Nike Air 180. Was my favorite shoe. They discontinued it.
Those are still my favorite.
Yeah. And I want to put one on now to see if I even care, you know,
right.
but like, that was it. Like, Nike just kind of screwed it up for me. I was like, all right, y'all are going to stop making my favorite stuff and you're going to bootleg the stuff that I do like. So
can you, do you even think you could even put on a Nike now?
Or I put one on, yeah,
really?
I can put it on. Yeah,
I kind of
yeah.
feel like you're
I'll
so
get roasted.
Deep.
I'll
so
get
deep.
Roasted
yeah.
for sure, but I'm not afraid to put it
so
on.
Being,
yeah.
So being a skate guy, because one of my grails and like, anytime I say this, nobody knows what I'm talking about, is the S-Costin 1.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The S-Costin
yeah,
1 and
yeah.
2 are two
yeah.
of, like, my favorite
like
shoes.
Like the gum on gum
oh,
yeah.
oh, the
yeah.
gum on gum,
yeah.
the navy gum, the
yeah.
white gum.
Yeah, and no one cared about
no
them.
No one cares
yeah,
about them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that is, like, if I could find some
yeah.
S-Costin 1s that were wearing.
Or even, like, some Sal Barbier's, like, some old.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 yeah like, so, like, the culture, it's a wave.
It is a wave.
It's a wave.
Is Adidas going anywhere?
Nowhere. It's, I compare it to, and everyone always kind of talks crazy. They're like, man, Adidas is out, is overdoing Boost. And my response is, you know, when they put, when we got rubber tires, people weren't like, oh, you're overdoing it. You got to stick to a wagon wheel here and there. Right. You know, it's like that soul changes everything.
It really does. I just picked up a pair of triple black Ultra Boosts.
Yeah. Why would you not continue to, like, that innovation right there, that honestly doesn't not only save Adidas, it saves sneaker culture.
It's the most comfortable shoe I've ever had.
8 months ago, I don't feel like before I started my vlog and all that, I'm not saying because of me, but I feel like it was kind of just in a huge lull. Like, people are buying stuff, and, like, yeah, they're reselling stuff here and there, but everyone's just kind of jaded, you know, and Boots just completely
It was definitely a lull. And the best thing right now, because we talked on, I don't know what episode it was, one of our episodes, and we equated Boots to being like Nike Air.
Yeah.
When Air came out, it changed it.
Yeah.
And now it's almost like you'd be hard pressed to buy a Nike without Air.
Yeah.
But the best thing about Adidas right now is that the designs are really good to match.
Yes.
There are some that the EQT pack where they have the Boost, the new ones. With the, I can't.
Yeah, 9317.
Even the model without the Boost, I would buy that.
Yeah, they're fire.
Because the Boost is obviously preferred.
Yeah.
But I'm loving the designs, and they're easy to wear with how we dress now.
We
feel like Nike, when they started retroing stuff, it didn't retro with our clothes.
Yeah, yeah. They just kept it.
Our clothes got smaller,
and the shoes were still big.
Yeah, and then a lot of people are afraid, you know, a lot of the OG Nike dudes can't, like, a lot of my friends who wear Air Max even are like, yeah, I'll get Boost, but I'm not putting on them jeans. I'm not putting on those joggers. I'm like, dog, let go of what you think you know about fashion. You know what I mean? And a lot of people are just afraid to grow when it comes to that, you know?
Our other member of our show, he's the same way.
Yeah.
He would not conform to joggers. Now he wears joggers.
Now he wears joggers.
Now he's comfortable.
Yeah.
He's like, you know,
jeans are slimmer.
He's a little jealous of you because you got more Boost than him.
Nice.
Yeah. He calls himself the Boost Snob.
That's his Twitter.
Nice. I know who that is.
Yeah.
He definitely watches all your stuff and talks about you all the time.
And Nike Air, they have a chance. I will say, like, I've thought about it. They have a chance to come back. But it's going to be in, like, I don't know what year.
The
I'm going to say, like, 2057.
The
when
Vapor
it
Max.
Puts you in the air and flies you over. Like, that's what they're going to have to do. Like, and then by that time, Boost might bounce you around 8 feet in the air. You know what I mean? But that's kind of the only way I see it happening from
this
point.
So what was the one for you that was the hardest to get your hands on?
Probably.
Because I've seen your Miami and ASU.
The Miami was the hardest one, only because of the story. None of them are hard because I'll throw money at it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. Like, not that I'm rich, but money to me is not really, it's kind of illusionary in a point. Like, I don't like to, like, worship it. You know? I'm like, look, it's just money. Like, I'll make more of it. It just motivates me to make more money.
Absolutely.
You know, so. But probably the story of the UMs is probably the weirdest one because I bought them from a kid on eBay for $500. And, you know, I was like, buy now, $500. He mailed them out. Then he called me right afterwards and was like, he's like, can you sell them back to me? And I was like, no, man, like, I want them. What are you, crazy? And what happened was he realized what he had finally.
Yes.
And then the package is supposed to get delivered. You know, I'm tracking it. And then it says return to sender per request. And I was like, yo, what? And so I get on the phone immediately. I find out that he, like, had it sent back after I told him no.
I didn't even know you could do that.
I didn't either. You know, but with priority packages, you can, apparently.
Wow.
So you can recall a package back?
You can intercept it if it's priority, yeah.
Wow.
Yep. And so he intercepted it. It was on the way back to him. I called him on some Godfather shit. You know, I was like, I'm going to da-da-da-da. Locked his PayPal account up real quick because I was just like, yo, you're crazy. So locked him up, and then I'm so crazy, I got back on the internet and I found another pair for a 12 and a half for $450. Bought those too. I was like, oh, whatever, I'm buying these now. Bought those, threatened that kid so much, had his PayPal locked up. He sent me back the 13s.
Yeah.
So I had two pairs of them. He screwed up when he did the PayPal thing because he tried to give me a refund for it. Like, he tried to be sly.
Yeah.
But he didn't refund it. He just gifted me $500. So I had him over a barrel. I was like, yo, I have your money and your shoes now.
And your PayPal's logged.
Yeah, and your PayPal's logged. He's like, I'm going to send you the money back because I'm a good dude.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I don't want the money. I want the shoes. And I was like, here's the only option I'm going to give you. I was like, I bought a 12 and a half yesterday. I'll send those to you right now, and we're clear. But I'm keeping the 13s because that's my true size. And that's what we did. I sent him the 12 and a half. But still, once every month, he still hits me up and asks me to sell him back the 13s. Oh, yeah, I'm like, yo, I wear them all the time. You don't want them, but... Do you
have the ASU pair too?
Yeah, I have both. Yeah, I bought those cheap too.
So those, like, they hit oneness one day.
Oh, really?
No. Extra butter.
Extra butter. Yeah. They hit extra butter one day.
They actually have.
Yeah, they had them in the.
That's the only store that got them was extra butter.
In the whole
world.
Why would extra butter in New York get?
I have no
ASU
idea.
Ultra Boost.
That's where mine came from.
Really?
Yeah, I had the second guy in line, and he got them, and I paid him $500 for them. And at the time, that was the. Like, at the time, an Ultra Boost selling for $500 was no one. Everyone thought I was.
Well, they're
crazy.
Like $1,700 now. $1,700 to two.
Yeah. My homie has a pair that the dog ripped the back tab off of. And someone offered him $900.
Oh my.
It's missing. That's like a dog has chewed this off, and there's this foam hanging out.
And see, we in Arizona, State graduates, and I want a pair.
Yeah.
Like, I'm dying for a pair.
Yeah, it's a fire pair.
And, like, you know, we take pride in, like, the college we graduated. Yeah. So, like, I'll never rock any other pair of, like, Miami's,
stuff like that.
I need my Arizona pair.
Yeah, that's where being a dropout helps.
But,
you know, no loyalty.
But last question, and it's about one thing we talk about is, like, the shape of the culture and things that we know to social media. And we've noticed that Boost Guy followers will go in for
you. I got shooters in these streets.
You got some passionate followers.
Yeah.
How does that?
I think it's I mean, it's hard for me to talk about because I feel like I'm being cocky. But I think it's my personality. And I think these dudes know that I'm real. I'm not, like, sugarcoating anything. I'm not being fake. So when someone comes at my neck, they're like, yo, what are you doing? Like, why are you going to come at this? Like, he's not doing anything that's not thorough. Why are you trying to act like he is, you know?
Right.
And they just ride with it, you know? I think that's it.
And I'll be honest with you, walking over to you, you were so cool. Like, anytime. And you just never know what you're going to expect.
And I think that's the thing, too. Like, there's an opposition because you do, not that I'm speaking about anyone specific, but
you can if
they they go up to, you know, somebody and they got, you know, it's dismissive or like, whatever. And I'm only here for this. Like, I started this because I wanted to, one, feel like I was understood by people,
right?
And two, be able to connect to people. And that's it. Like,
absolutely.
So why would I, and, you know, people are like, can I take a picture? I'm like, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
Like, I'm here to take pictures with you and talk to you and get you vibed out on what I'm vibed out on.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
And that's why we started our podcast.
We're just regular cats.
We go to our 9 to 5 and we talk speakers every Wednesday.
That's the way it should be.
And post it on iTunes and everything. So, but we definitely appreciate you coming
appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks
Boost
for having
us.
Sitting with us. And we got people waiting for you.
Yeah.
But thank you very much, man.
Thank you guys.
Appreciate it.
Pleasure.
That's Boost Guy.
Thank you guys.